Go Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna, Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wasting it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
deep nota.
I've been hearing a lot about the Hotbox Sauna lately.
The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. You'll leave feeling recharged, relaxed and ready for that.
Where do you find them?
They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session and don't forget to follow them on Instagram at the Hotbox Sauna for some serious sauna inspiration.
That's it, I think it's time to sort it out at the Hotbox Sauna.
Put me on, bro.
You've
been
on for
eight. I'm on, am I? Oh, listen to me.
Yeah.
You are fucking disgraceful.
Yeah, I know.
You're out of order. You're out of order since Christmas.
That's, no. This.
Owen, we're 6 months into the year and you are gradually falling into the shadow realm.
The shadow realm.
How many minutes were you late today?
I was an hour late today, just about.
An hour late. I'm still hearing about Dara O'Brien and I was 15 minutes late.
There's a difference in these two situations though, isn't there?
Yeah, you've better excuses than me. That's the difference.
Reasons, not excuses. I was standing on a dart platform. Standing on a dart platform for 45, 50 minutes with three trains, I was told, promised by Irish Rail were showing up, disappeared. How does a train disappear? Someone answer me that, right? Three of them.
Here you go. And then what happened?
Okay, well, this is worse now. Okay,
right? This.
So then Calvin rings me and says, I'm going down the Malahide Road. Is there anywhere you could meet me on the way? And I was going, oh, I don't know. And as I'm on the phone to him, the dart turns the corner. I go, ah, here we are now. But I'll meet you at Clontarf.
So let me just jump in here. I pull into the car park in Clontarf. There's people beeping me and I'm like, just go around me. I'm holding up the whole car park. I'm like, go around me. I'm waiting on my producer. Go around me. Yeah?
Waiting on my producer.
I have a podcast. Yeah. It's okay. I have a podcast.
I'm looking at the trains. Yeah? And I'm like, Owen said three trains went missing. So he has to be the next train that's coming. He's waiting an hour.
You'd think?
One train goes past. I check my phone. No messages. Another train goes past, I check my phone, no messages. Yeah? And I'm like, where the fuck? Owen goes, I'll be there in 15 minutes. So I'm calling into disrepute your account of what has happened.
No, why don't you just say,
I was late.
Well, hang on. Dad, what happened? I called him.
No, it gets worse.
It gets worse.
Yeah, no, sorry. So I was sitting there.
Inadvertently, it's his fault, but anyway.
Me? Right, I'm in the building.
Hang on for a second.
In the building.
Go on, Owen. Tell us what happened.
Scouting.
So I was on the train. Aaron Cleary called me to talk about an issue you had created.
I did create an issue.
Around the live show.
I did.
I got somewhat distracted by that conversation and I'm sitting on the train.
You got off at the wrong stop.
I just completely forgot I was supposed to get off at Clontarf to meet Cal. So, I'm on the train going into Connolly and I go, Darren, I'm after fucking get off the train. So I called Calvin. So guess what I did? He goes, you forgot to get off the train, didn't you? I said, yeah, meet you at Connolly. So that added about 10 minutes on.
We've swapped roles on. Michelle and yourself.
Yeah.
We've swapped roles.
Fair play to you, Owen.
I was about to text into the group just so I've done a Terrence on it.
Yeah, it is a me, I get you. But your excuses.
And then you had a trainer off a cyclist and all trying to collect them.
See the trouble you put him in.
Imagine I got arrested for having a fisticuffs off a cyclist down. Your reputation's in the gutter. Find some fella with a helmet on in Luke Regea. And me there like that, come on, come on. I was like, he's a fool in Luke Regea. Fucking he's a cyclist, dopey bastard. And no goes, oh, you went through red light. I was like, all right, Alan. Yeah. Ranting on him and all.
You got the ring in the police?
I'm there ringing people to see who's in the area to jump on him. Alan's there ringing 999. Yeah, we'll get him.
It's a silver trick.
Anyway, all that I think is different to you just forgetting what day it is.
It's not.
Or Darrell Breen.
It's actually not. And at least I just said, look, Darrell, sorry about that. I'm not forgetting what time we start that. I apologise. You're like, three trains went missing.
Are you suggesting I just forgot I was in
did
here?
You not say to me, the second you come in, that the Russians are doing something to the railway service?
Did he?
Did you? Or did
no,
you
no,
not
no, 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 no,
I
no,
think
no.
The Russians are doing something to the rail.
That's somewhat of a paraphrasing, I think.
What did you say?
I came in and said, I don't know what's going on. The trains are going missing. I got off at Connolly. None of the ticket machines are working. The escalator's broken. And I just said, I don't know, maybe the Russians are going after Connolly Station or something.
They were his first words to me this morning.
You're going on as if, like, we've the most efficient railway service and facilities in the fucking EU. Ireland's in the gut of me. We're in the gut of yours. And you're blaming someone else.
I think you're all reading too much into this. I don't want to cause a public panic here. I didn't actually believe it was the Russians.
I just need people to understand that they were the very first words you said to me. You came in, I said, you're a disgrace. I've all the time in the world for you. And your response to that was, the Russians broke the railway service. That, and I just went, get me in and onto that mic immediately. Immediately on.
I want to remind you, I spent a lot of yesterday with you, didn't I?
Oh yeah, I said this to you. I had a glance at his phone and his notes. They fucking lent the notes. He's reading novels about you.
I said, yeah, we're recording tomorrow. And you started off.
Oh, you were actually writing notes.
You started off at about 9 on the Terry scale.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to remember all this tomorrow, but I'm going to want to bring it up.
9 on the Terry scale.
So, okay. Speaking of people being late.
I was late? I wasn't late.
We were standing outside. We were at the Justice Media Awards.
I was late, yeah.
Over at the Law Society of Ireland.
Yeah.
Which is...
Man, get that in there. Prestigious.
3-4 minutes from your front door?
Less.
Kill the tree. Yeah.
I reckon you could down there from your door to the Law Society. If you really had that money on the line, you could do it in 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
90 anyways, yeah.
So I'm going for a train and I miss a call from him. I get on the train. I call him back. Bro. Are you listening to me? Right? Then he tells me he has no socks for his suit. So, he says he has no socks for his suit. Terry has over a dozen suits, which for a man who wears almost exclusively tracksuits, the last time we had a formal invite somewhere, you were late because you were ironing your tracksuit. Speaking of tracksuits. Right?
It's true as well.
That is true. So,
why is that so weird to ordering a tracksuit, by the way?
We'll come back
to that.
I
see the way people looked at me. Of ordering a tracksuit.
So, he tells me, I'm like, why? Diffney's, very kindly. Get you suit and boot for every single live show.
Nice plug.
You have all these suits, right?
Yeah.
Shirts, ties, that works. And I know they look after you. They never ask you to use the same thing twice. They're very good to you. What happens to the socks? Like, you don't have a single pair of navy socks in the whole house. Turns out, after every live show, he throws away the socks.
Why?
Don't know. Socks and the shirt go in the bin straight away.
The shirt as well. Yeah, that emerged later on. Yeah.
I mean, like, the second I walk in the front door of my gaff, I take the shirt and the socks on, put them
I
in the
wheelie. I can picture
bin.
Him, like, do you know when you finish school in June and you pull all the buttons open on the shirt and it's just bing, 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 hitting off the window in the sitting room and all.
I do that, yeah. Boy, you were delaying me for it yesterday by giving out to me. So, like, I was like, oh, look, pal.
I didn't give out to you. I laughed at you. And then I sent you, I went on Google Maps to look up somewhere near you because you were saying you were going to go into town. I was like, Terry, you don't have time for that. You're supposed to be there in 15 minutes.
I said, Alan, if they're flying to town, I'm going to be late. I have no socks. Where's your socks go? I throw them out after the shows. And then he goes, oh, the man who says his socks go missing all the time.
That's got you.
I know. And I was like, no, it's Nike Stockings on. And I'm trying to explain the brand of socks. It was, yeah, you delayed me for that.
Wait, did you get socks actually in the end?
Yeah, I went to Grant's, the school shop.
Yeah, he went to the school shop.
Blading Joy Street, the four stockings on you.
Trying on a school uniform and all. Do you reckon that suits me? Wearing school trousers and all on the live show.
They looked like school trousers in the picture I pulled up. Because now when we stepped up on the stage, they pulled up on me. I didn't pull them back down.
Someone text me. I deleted the comment because I wouldn't do that to you, but someone text me.
Ah, leave it. It can't be that bad.
Is Terrence pulling up his trousers like that to make himself look taller?
Oh.
Well, speaking of Terrence, I have more from yesterday.
How much more could you have?
Oh, you'd be surprised. I overheard him when he was just walking around talking to people. And he kept asking people, are you getting paid to be here? Did you?
Yeah.
People from RTE and everything. He's like, oh, you're getting paid to be here.
Yeah. How about his best mates with Miriam O'Callaghan?
Oh, yeah. You're
coming over, trying to smell you up to us, looking to grind the hussy. That's Miriam.
I'm intrigued by that. How everyone there was paid to be there.
He told us windmills are woke.
Windmills are woke.
He told us he has Call of Duty pyjamas.
I had Call of Duty pyjamas.
He told us he'd seen 28 years later and he's very confused by it. That was a good one.
Right, I'll let you come to see it tonight.
He asked us. He was looking for the toilet.
Yeah.
He was looking for the toilet. And we're all around the table and he stands up and he goes, where's the toilet, bro? He goes, is that it over there? And he points it over my head and I turn around and I'm like, Terry, that's very clearly a fire exit. There's wires hanging down.
And a bar across the door.
It's like you got into this very formal setting and just lost your composure completely.
Oh, mind, he's been in that place before.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. Boy, I can't be myself, can I?
Oh, and he was telling people who work for RTE that they shouldn't be paying the licence fee. That was
Did you?
There was three people out of RTE. I was sitting there having a smoke.
And what?
One of them mentioned the TV license. I said, oh, I wouldn't pay that.
And what they say?
They said, you should.
You said I wouldn't, and you shouldn't either.
I asked them if they wanted it, but look, obviously, and I said, well, don't. What's going on, RTE, yo?
And then he finished up, I've all the time in the world for you, but I still wouldn't pay the license fee.
Did you say that? Yeah, that's right. He is right. He's up there pointing the good fight. You missed what happened. Siobhan, being the culture that she is, yeah, when all the plates were finished up, she was stacking the plates so the waiters could collect them.
Oh,
So Siobhan didn't finish her beef. Yeah, Terrence did. So Siobhan put her plate on top of Terrence's because it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence came back in and started picking at it. Siobhan was like, what are you doing? He was like, oh, I'm hungry. She was like, that's my beef. And he goes, oh, did you want that? And what? She was just like,
it was just left over beef.
It was left over and he just started eating it. But it was Siobhan's. It wasn't his plate. So he's picking off Siobhan's plate.
Yeah.
It was fat though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was the fat.
It was the fat, yeah.
It was just fat. So weird. Like Siobhan was like, what are you doing? Terrence was like, what? Did you not want that?
I don't know, Lee, I am, bro.
We had something
that was our
to add to the woke list. Kids graduating from creche.
Oh, yeah.
Woke. Mad woke, Alan.
Yeah, agreed.
And you know what was great? So, me, after saving Alan, I had to park my car there and Alan just abandoned me. I walked in on yours then, mid conversation with two women I'd never met before, and they were like, fucking kids graduating from creche, this, that, and the other. I didn't even do it. And I was like, you are legends. Because literally the conversation we had yesterday.
Can we just say that them girls in that kitchen that were talking about their kids graduating from creche?
And how woke
it went on, and how woke it is, and how they didn't deserve that whole graduation and the claps. I was like, yeah, was
one of them said, you're in creche, you're 3 years of age, a day you don't piss yourself is a success. I was like, that's perfect measurement.
Like, if that had Oscar Wilde at the end of it, you'd believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Just a little more. Another thing I found out was woke.
Yep.
So we're talking about breaking the records at the board gosh.
Yeah.
Did you see the Capri Sun one?
Yeah.
8 seconds to drink a whole Capri Sun, but that includes putting the straw in. When was the last time you drank a Capri Sun?
Oh, long time ago.
Harper got one the other night, boys, yeah. She goes, will you open that for me? I had to get a knife out of the kitchen. 3 minutes solid.
Yeah,
trying to put the paper straw into the fucking yolk.
Hey, are the paper or plastic straws?
Paper?
Yeah, how are you getting a paper straw in?
You push it on the yolk and it just bends and that's it.
I was going to say
the point is gone off it then. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous, right? Well, it's a paper straw to combat the plastic. The straw comes wrapped in plastic. So why don't they go back to plastic straws and wrap it in paper?
There you go.
Do you know what I mean? You know my toothpicks, you can get a toothpick and the toothpick comes wrapped in paper. Why don't they put a plastic straw in the paper?
I agree with you on the creche graduations being woke. I'm not getting into, don't think this is me being on your team for every single thing is woke now.
No, but I'm not saying woke.
Are woke on.
No, hang on. No, I didn't say it's woke. I mean, it's just fucking ridiculous, Alan. Surely, the amount of plastic it takes to wrap a straw, and the amount of paper it takes to make a straw, if we just flip the rolls there,
there's no difference.
Surely not. No, do you know what I mean? We can't drink Capri Suns.
I'm open to your argument.
Yeah. But what I meant is, your man who broke that record, 8 seconds of drinking Capri Sun, he definitely did it with a plastic straw.
Yeah, there's no way. Not,
takes you three to four minutes to fucking. You need planning permission to put a paper straw into a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Do we have listener questions? Are we just going to keep fucking going through what's woke and what Terry does on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, we got stuff.
All right, let's go.
Orla says her and her cousin, Darren, are big fans of the podcast.
Get up.
She's turning 30 in July. They want to go to the live show, but Darren lives in Glasgow and can't make it home that weekend. So she just asked if you give her a birthday shout-out instead.
What's her name?
She asked her for on the week of the birthday, but...
Darren or
I don't Orla. Trust us to remember that, Orla. So. Darren's having the birthday. 30th.
Right. Why don't you still come anyways?
She can't.
No, a cousin that's stuck in Glasgow can't. She can, no?
Good point.
Yeah, follow point.
Here he is. McGinty.
McGinty.
Boys, I didn't hear McGinty in a long time and I was worried. Other than the episodes.
Well, we haven't been in here in a week and a half.
Yeah.
Because you've had two holidays.
It wasn't.
You got off very lightly today.
It wasn't two.
Two holidays.
It wasn't actually, two. No. It wasn't two.
How was it not two? Explain that.
Yeah. The first one doesn't count as a holiday.
4 days away in the sun with your mates?
It was like a bleeding. The jolly boy is out now.
That's where you are now. The bar for a holiday is so high.
14 fellas in Benidorm. 30. 14 fellas spread across two apartments.
On Shane Todd's podcast, Shane asked if we ever went on holiday and I said Manchester and you laughed at me.
Oh, I wouldn't count that as a holiday.
And now you're not counting Spain as a holiday. Spain.
You're a disgrace.
If it's not Japan or Cuba... Egypt, that's not a holiday.
There wasn't even a sleeping arrangement.
Oh.
Imagine that. If you don't have a bed, how was it a holiday?
Oh, you went to Benidorm, bro, and I didn't sleep.
So would you call that a holiday?
Yeah.
No, you went to shake your head there.
No, it was a traumatic holiday.
Come here. Do you know what I got told the sleeping arrangement was? Whoever comes home first gets a bed. That's usually how
it works.
No.
Because people stay out.
Yeah.
Not everyone got, especially in Benidorm, what's that place, the Hippodrome? Close at 9 in the morning, bro. Were you there? It's heavy, isn't it? That's where...
That's some sweets.
That's what happened to me. Yeah. Remember I went missing for the two nights?
Don't know what you're whispering for, but yeah.
I was in the...
That's what happened to me, remember?
I was in the Hippodrome. I was in the Hippodrome. And I came out, the lads weren't there, and I just kept walking. Just kept going.
Come here, it was heavy.
The Hippodrome, boys.
Hippodrome, Maka.
Yeah. That only had to come back to me. That was like a
calm memory unlocked over there.
It's like a trauma block for me. I swear to God. That's heavy.
Yeah.
I came out there and it was scorching. I was like, what time is it? 9:30 in the morning. 9:30. Why am I still there? How was this open? Do you get me? Oh my God.
So ultimately Calvin's argument here is,
and he's saying that's not a holiday.
He had too much fun. It's not a holiday. He had too much freedom and fun.
That was good crack.
It's not a holiday.
Oh, that was good crack. Some stick.
Okay.
Oh jeez, you want to be thick skinned. But the second one was a holiday, I'll admit to that. Yeah.
Yous don't take stick well either.
I think we do.
I don't think you still.
Yeah, no, you say that all the time.
Yous don't take stick well. Yous are very defensive. If I slag you now, you're like, oh, I'm gonna get him back.
That's you? Why you slag me over.
Yeah, but if it's a rap, bro.
That's about it. It's a slag. There's literally been people shot for that. And Terrence was like, you don't hate that well. We know people who have shot people for calling them a rat. And he's saying, you don't hate that well.
No, but you...
If I called you a rat, would you take it well?
You've made numerous accusations on this podcast where I was talking to the guard and they were all false.
No, Terrence, talking to the guard. What are you talking about? Guard have emailed and said Terrence has been talking to us.
We have this
and
from
I'm
multiple
making
sources.
Accusations. What are you on about?
I'm not having it. I'm not having it, boys. I'm not having it. That wasn't a real copper that sent that in, by the way.
How would you know?
Because it was a false story. He didn't pull me in the car. I didn't give him tickets to the board, gosh, and he didn't try and give me points. It's a false story, yo. Do you believe that story?
Also, speaking to the guard and being a rat can be two different things. You if a copper pulls you on Henry Street and says, love the podcast, pal, I'm going to the live show next week, are you just going to put your head down and walk? Or if you said, thanks very much, see you there, that counts as talking to the guard. Calling someone a rat is giving them information.
What are you snapping for?
As
why don't
said,
you take stick well, bro? Why are you defensive?
You're a rat. How about that? But being a rat?
Because I'm not a rat. You're snapping because you are a rat. There's only one rat in this room. There and it's all Brennan.
In this country that can have this argument.
He rang the police over the fella going to a red light the trick, and we're calling each other rats.
I don't want anybody calling anybody else a rat between now and July 12th. All right?
I'll be a load of rats on July 12th, let me tell you that.
Why do you keep saying July 12th, bro?
The day after.
The day after the law.
Oh. I was like, what the fuck? Did you move the date?
I think that...
You was blaming doing that toys in the bar. Gosh, you're right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Get seriously out of hand.
Yeah.
There's literally been fueled started for this.
Yeah, that has.
And he decided to go, fuck it. You're right.
Yeah, he went in with, you know,
with venom, like.
That was a bit much.
If he had said something like, oh, you're putting on a bit of weight, I'd be like, oh, he's calling me fat, blah, blah. You're right. He went straight for the juggler.
Would you be snapping over that? Bro, I'd be more snapping if you said to me, I had to put it on me. Because I'm had to put it on me. All right?
Come here for a minute.
Call me a rat if you want.
Did you call me fat? No, I called you a rat. That's okay.
Bleep this name. If you went up and called a rat, how would you... Bleep that.
Who's editing this? Oh, you now have to edit.
How would you think he'd take that?
Yeah, I'm not going to survive, am I? Am I going to survive?
You're a bit of stick.
Yeah, but that's different, bro. You can't go for that person.
Would you say he takes stick well? Because I've seen him slag people and be slagged, and I'd say he takes stick well. If you called him a rat, do you think he'd take that well?
No, probably. Depending on who's calling him. I could probably call him it, but you probably couldn't.
I don't think you could.
No, maybe not. Maybe not that one.
Would anybody like McGinty's question?
Oh, McGinty's here.
How did you not even get there?
Yeah.
Was that not the question?
Oh, yeah. Hey, stick well. No, sorry. He reached out to me while I was on holidays. I was like, do you want to see his message? I was like, that felt well. That warmed me heart when I seen it.
What a man, boys.
Soundest bloke that's ever been in the studio. Go ahead, Alan.
What's three things you still shouldn't be doing when you're over 40, says McGinty.
When you're over 40? So I have a question.
Being a producer on a podcast with two rats.
You're not over 40.
Yeah, but not far off.
Yeah, you're touching on, bro. That's what it is. Dementia.
Yeah.
Did you say I have dementia?
Bro, you are declining at a rapid rate, and I've seen it. I've seen it. You are declining, bro.
Maybe it's like as
you blamed the Russians on being late today.
That's a point.
Oh, you blamed the Russians.
You're sucking the life force out of me. That's what you're doing. That's where it's going.
What are you snapping for? Over 40, Owen, I have a question. When I get to 40, do I just keep wearing tracksuits? Or do I go to jeans?
Yeah, see, I don't think you can. I know people over 40 that wear tracksuits and they look fresh.
Yeah.
They look fresh.
Yeah, No, I'm asking that. I definitely will, but is that going to be mad when I'm 40?
Is it socially acceptable? I think it is. I think you're going to have to change how you speak. If you turn 40 and you say, yup, I think you're in trouble.
Yup, bro.
Yeah, and I get carried away with it. I listen back to this and, like, we have a question from Dara, and I'm like, yo, Dara. And I'm like, you're 31, you dope. Yeah, you know what I mean?
We're a 10-year-old. Yeah. It's worse for you. Yeah. Damn,
so, like,
me.
But I'm not, I've 9 years left of that. And then I'm like, once you hit the 4-0, then yup, bro, has to go.
No, I'm not stopping the ups for now.
Can't be saying yup.
Yeah, no, I'm going to give you that. That's something.
No, yup's 40. After 40.
Like, if I see someone walking down the road and I go, yup, bro, and I'm 40, yeah. What can't you do?
Putting sugar in your tea after 40. Grow up. Oh, I need two sugars in my tea. You are 40 and you're putting sugar in your tea. The age you. It's like getting crust cut up your bleeding sandwiches.
Yeah, that. Now, the tea one. I don't take sugar in my tea. I leave tea bag in. Nice and dark tea. Whopper, yeah? Don't really agree though. People look at tea with sugar. But cutting the
two
crust
sugars
off your bread, Owen.
Yep.
Owen, you can't be having that little nappy away. With a ham and cheese in it at 40. You can't.
Not eating the crust off your pizza.
We've been over this for 2 months.
Yeah, it just depends on how full I am or how full I'm going
to
be.
At 40, you need to be eating it. What
because
else?
Because, you know, if you have a couple of sides as well, you go, if I eat all that crust, I'm not going to eat my dough balls.
See, when you become 40, do you automatically...
You eat dough balls.
Yeah, do you automatically get one of them phone cases that flips open with your cards in it?
Oh, no, they need to stop making them.
But I don't know anyone under 40 that has 130.
You know, Owen, they go like this, right? They go, I'll take a picture of that and the case is swinging back and forward.
And they love video and everything.
Yeah.
I was getting on the plane the other day and your woman's recording everything. So when you get off the little bus and you have to walk up the stairs, she's recording it all. I was like, this is the worst part of your whole trip. The fucking 20 metres that you're on the runway for because Ryanair don't want to give you a sky bridge. And you're recording it. Put your phone away, Susan. And we can see our Revolut card and our Leave card and all flapping everywhere. I'm like, will you put that thing away? How did you not have to check that name, by the way? You shouldn't even be allowed on the plane with that.
Okay, anything else?
Do you stop going to nightclubs in your 40s?
Well, I think you should.
Yeah.
Ah, that 40, bro, you can't.
Yeah, just, yeah.
I don't know how I feel.
It's a sad state of affairs if you're in a nightclub after 40, yeah.
I fucking feel like that, I'm not even 30.
Yeah, I know, it depends.
But I'm also bleeding.
You're bad back and all?
Boarding, like. No. I have a bad back, have I?
You went, oh, I could see there was a bee coming out of your mouth. You tensed up for a bee, you went, I know time you're going, also bad back. You were like, boring.
Yeah. Oh, I have to stay out of there.
Stop going to nightclubs. Stop putting two sugars in your tea.
Stop cutting your crust. And stop saying
you stop getting skin fades in your 40s.
No. Do you know what I think? I think I'll have a skin fade for life. Do you know that?
Do you remember someone asked that question? Would you get a permanent skin fade?
Yeah, I think I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
Unless, do you know, like a Deck Pierce, your hair goes grey and he gets a skin fade, it looks fresh.
Deck looks grey, doesn't he?
With he rocks the grey look.
And women love a little silver fox.
They love it.
Love.
My board keeps saying to me that she's seeing grey hairs coming through. I'm like, where? She's like, you're going to be a silver fox, but you know, when she says that, I'm like, you want to go easy.
I'm putting this out here on the mic. Gavin Power has little grey hairs in his head.
Don't whisper it. Say it with your chest.
He's Gavin Power has grey hair.
That's the stress. That's the stress.
And he's 30.
Have you ever got confused between which one's Gavin, which one's Jer?
No.
Do you know what I always talk
about?
They
have grey stories though about like school and work and stuff like that. Like
I know one
of them get in trouble and the other one gets put against the wall and they don't want to rat on the other one and in work and stuff as well.
Skip that generation of being a rat.
But see if they work together and one of them has a hangover, the other one wouldn't do the shift.
I always talk about this.
Do you know what I'm not saying they have done that before. I'm just saying if they wanted to, because they are very like
with the driver's license and the insurance. Do you know what I mean?
About this with gym memberships and all. It was like, one of you pay for the gym and then just don't go together.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Yeah, driver's license. One of you do the bleeding test and you know what happened to the insurance.
Yeah.
How would he know? I know people that got away with it because they have no full license, but they have the same name as that.
What have you got done on that, boys?
You're being serious trouble, but I know people that, like, say your son's name is Owen Brennan and he was bleeding 22 or something like that and you're 40. And you'd be like, you got your license on you, and you'd be like, no, I'll produce it. And they look up the details. What's your name? Owen Brennan. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, Owen Brennan's insured on this. And you rock up and be like, yeah, I got pulled. Oh, yeah, Owen Brennan got pulled.
And what's his date of birth? This is 1971.
But yeah,
we're up there, so will we?
Yeah, we leave it there, so.
Oh, I'm going to apologise.
Oh, no. I think you've said
he has a whole list against you and you're apologising.
Yeah, actually, you fucking rat. Sorry,
if one thing needs to be banned, calling people rats on the podcast.
Well, you don't respect the ban on dead dogs, so until
you bring her up, me.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
I don't.
He's wrong for calling your dog fat, right? Don't get that. He's probably a bit. I'm a bit chubby. Are you saying that to him about me?
Come here.
No.
You slagged my dog, so I have to go one better. That's what happens, so don't do that.
See, this is what I meant with the slagging. Sorry.
Yeah, but he's not slagging me, he's slagging me dog.
But you both do that.
Is this an intervention?
Yeah. You don't take slaggings well, boys.
No, don't slag me dog.
Remember your man slagged you?
Yeah, because that was very serious.
No.
Said altitude sickness isn't real.
See how he knew? See how he knew?
I said,
remember your man slagged you. That's all I got. And that's exactly what I was going to say.
He's had two holidays since then. I'm still living in there.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Yeah, probably climb Crow Patrick.
Hey, listener, I know Derek. You know him as well. He's doing the 7 highest points in the world. Come took a banger on the first one. I was like, altitude sickness is real. He's like, no, I've been training. And he texts me 2 days later.
Enough with altitude sickness. Jesus.
Yeah. Shut up, you rat. Take us out there, Terry.
Now, listen, before we go.
No more rat.
Get it all out of your system.
Yeah. Rat talk is gone.
Yeah, 100%. Dead top of the list.
No, but we need consequences.
No.
If I heard a dead dog getting slagged in this studio again, boys, I swear to God, there's going to be something, boys. I haven't thought about it. Rat talk has to go.
I'm going to leave it at that for now. Don't get trigger happy and start banning everything.
No. It's not banned. Like, it's
frowned
not,
upon.
It's frowned upon.
So you're having a Tom Hanks on a plane.
Exactly. Is that not illegal?
I don't know. Sure, look.
Well, how
yes,
can...
it is. Yeah,
is it?
It's illegal. Now, I'm not on about in your seat, Owen. If you go into the toilet and have a Tom Hanks, you can be nicked.
It's not like vaping. There's a fucking no vaping on the plane.
I'm just saying, I'm only asking. Wait,
can we stop now before we end up digging a hole that we can't get back out of here?
No rat talk, no dead dog talk.
Everyone's going to be like, oh, I was on the plane, your man turns out the podcast was there and he went to the toilet, he's definitely having a Tom Hanks and turns out, I'm having a piss.
Yeah.
What's going on here? lying to people and all. No, I was having a smoke, I swear.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. Send any more questions you have to talkingmorebollocks@goloudnow.com. And if you haven't...
Talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. And if you haven't, get your tickets July 11th. It's literally Friday. Get your fucking tickets.
Yeah. And there's not many left.
Friday. Whenever, one of the Fridays. It's the 11th of July.
Less than 2 weeks. Week and a half.
A week and a half.
Get your bleeding tickets. If there's still tickets available, right, get them.
End it there.
Boom.
I've been hearing a lot about the Hotbox Sauna lately.
The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges, and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates, or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. You'll leave feeling recharged, relaxed and ready for anything.
Where do you find them?
They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session and don't forget to follow them on Instagram at the Hotbox Sauna for some serious sauna inspiration.
That's it. I think it's time to sort it out at the Hotbox Sauna.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more.
The Hypnocker.